It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
To another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a beautiful Sunday, and I do hope your heart is set out to go to church. But before we go to church, to tell God how we really, really feel about Him, how we really, really love Him, I wanted to take a second of your time to just tell Him how grateful you are to be alive today. For me, I am grateful for the gift of life. I am grateful for the gift to be able to feel another day. And I am thankful for family. I'm thankful for family. I'm so excited today because today is also the last Sunday in the month of June. And it happens to be the last day in the month of June. That is why you might hear me stuttering, because I am extremely, extremely excited. So are you happy to be alive? Just tell Him how blessed you feel right now. Father, we are grateful for a brand new day. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. If you're just joining us and you're wondering what we are doing, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and this is the time where we get to share and hear the Word of God. And today's segment and every other Open Heaven devotional segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, who is the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says, start hearing from God. Again, it's June 30, 2024. And our topic for today is, start hearing from God. Our hymn for today will be taken from hymn 30 of our Open Heaven Manual. The hymn for today is, when we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4 to chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 4 to chapter 7. Our memory verse for today will be taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 47. John chapter 8, verse 47. And it says, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. John chapter 8, verse 47. He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of John, chapter 10, from verse 2 to 5. John, chapter 10, from verse 2 to 5. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, Jesus Christ said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. In the book, that's taken from the book of John chapter 10, verse 27. John chapter 10, verse 27. This means that you don't have to be a prophet to hear from God. All you need to do, all you need to be, is to be his child. I am praying for you today that the Almighty God will cause you to hear from him more clearly in Jesus' name. Amen. When God begins to talk to you about what he wants to do, it shows that you have become his friend. In the book of John chapter 15, verse 15, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. God said concerning Abraham that he could not hide whatever he was about to do from him. God is sovereign. He doesn't need permission from anybody to do anything. But there are certain people he must talk to before he does anything. You must sit down and really assess your relationship with God and become so close to him that you can hear from him yourself. You need to get to the stage where he will not hide anything from you. When you read Genesis chapter 18, you will discover that Abraham was a friend of God. That was why God never hid anything from him. Abraham wasn't just God's friend. Romans chapter 4 verse 16 describes him as the father of faith. Since without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 8, chapter 11 verse 6. Abraham being the father of faith means that he really pleased God. You can get so close to God that he will tell you his secrets. He won't tell anyone else. In the book of John chapter 13, verse 21 to verse 26, everyone at the table asked Jesus about who will betray him. He did not answer them, but he answered one fellow who was his favorite, John the Beloved. It is such a beautiful thing to be able to tell anyone, no matter who they are. God did not say that. It shows that you are so special to God that if he is to talk to anyone, he will talk to you. For example, in 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 6 to 28, 1 Kings chapter 22, from verse 6 to 28, many prophets prophesied falsehood. But Micaiah, who heard from God directly, stood out and spoke the mind of God, and it came to pass. If you are close to God, you cannot be deceived by anyone. I pray for you that soon God will be sharing his secrets with you in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing this link. If you're listening to me live, You can always listen live on our radio station, on our mobile app, Praise Palace Radio, or live on our website. Share the link with somebody, or you can visit our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and share the links with somebody today to be a blessing to a soul. Until you hear my voice again, please remain blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday.
Thank you.